It's not known what's happened to the president. And some earlier headlines. An official of the Palestine Liberation Organization is reported to be joining the negotiations at Entebbe Airport for the release of the 100 or so hijacked hostages. The world heavyweight boxing champion Muhammad Ali is being treated in a California hospital for blood clots, and his trainer has spoken of danger of heart complications. The government are to give local authorities greater powers to combat the drought. A bill is being rushed through Parliament. And finally, after the House of Commons and the Members' Pavilion at Lord's, another bastion of menswear tradition has fallen to the heatwave. Officials at the Henley Regatta have ruled that gentlemen in the exclusive stewards' enclosure may take their jackets off for the first time in the regatta's 137-year history. And that's the news at 4:02.
David Hamilton on Radio 1. 247 Weather Check.
And here's the forecast. Most places, you'll be glad to know, will continue dry, sunny and very hot. Some thundery showers are expected, chiefly later today in the southwest, Northern Ireland and North Scotland. That's the news and the weather, after which all we can say is...
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Good spot a friend. Welcome back. And I smile when I think how you must have been. And I know what a scene you were learning in. Was there something that made you come back again? And what could ever lead you?
What could ever lead you?
Back here where we need you.
Back here where we need you.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
And I know what a scene you were learning in. Was there something that made you come back again? And what could ever lead ya?
What could ever lead ya?
Back here where we need ya.
Back here where we need ya.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, welcome back.
Yeah, we tease him a lot.
Welcome back, welcome back,
'cause we got him on the spot.
Welcome back.
John Sebastian, welcome back. Welcome back indeed to the David Hamilton Show with, sorry to say, more news of trouble on the roads, this time the A3 in Hampshire.
Radio 1, traffic news.
Well, no doubt you've heard of all the drought problems and the fires that there are around the country. Because of a gorse fire, traffic is being seriously delayed on the A3 just north of Petersfield near the Surrey-Hampshire border. Just to bring you up to date on the M1 situation in Bedfordshire, which I told you about earlier, the serious accident which closed the M1 is still blocking the southbound carriageway, and traffic travelling south is being diverted off the M1 at junction 14 to rejoin the motorway via the A5 at junction 9.
You'll hear all there is to hear. Radio.
Life and death in an alleyway, just a heartbeat away from a man who's learned to turn his head away from the pain that drains the land. Harlem's not too far from here. You can smell the garbage, feel the fear. I hear they're gonna build a skyscraper there, as if we didn't need the extra air. New York City blues, in order to win, you gotta lose. All before your time, the dirt and the grime, get into everything, and the papers love to say it's the meanest town in the USA. But I think it's okay, it's the town I've made my home. On another side of Park Avenue, respectable folks don't know. Hungry eyes take in the view of the world that lays them low. Too many years on a welfare line, the old song and dance, time after time. You can only get so pushed around until you wanna tear the damn thing down. New York City blues, in order to win, you gotta lose. All before your time, the dirt and the grime, get into everything. It's the meanest town in the USA, but I think it's okay, it's the town I've made my home.
Great record, that. Neil Sedaka, New York City Blues. Neil Sedaka, a man born in the Bronx, and obviously a lot of personal observations there about his home city. New York City Blues, bring it up to 4:10.
David Hamilton.
Mystery Star, clue
number 3.
In fact, all 3 clues for the Mystery Star. Clue 3, she came to fame with a different surname. She came to fame with a different surname. Clue 1 was the proof of the seeding, is this afternoon. And clue 2, she beat Margaret in 1971. Send us your answer, please, on a postcard. Address it to David Hamilton, Mystery Star, BBC London, W1A4WW. If you win, we'll send you an LP record voucher or a David Hamilton pen. This is Brian Ferry, Let's Stick Together. After this one, we'll come back with the answer to last Friday's Mystery Star and the names of the winners. Go! love the animal noises on that record. I think it's fantastic. That was Brian Ferry, Let's Stick Together, coming out to 14 minutes past four. And here is the result of last Friday's Mystery Star. His conversations were published yesterday. He's played with groups like the Yardbirds, Cream and Blind Faith. And in 1974, he claimed to have shot the sheriff. I shot the sheriff was, of course, Eric Clapton. And here are the names of the winners. Morris Warnock of Drumcree, Ballyfinaghy. I do hope that is right. It's up on Malone Road in Belfast. Sandra Spalding, One Warehouse Cottage, Stebbing near Dunmo in Essex. And Anthony Lawton of Marston Green Post Office in Birmingham. Well done. Here are the Osmonds and Utah.
Well, I'm going back to Utah. Utah is a place where I want to be.
That was the Osmonds there, singing about their home state, Utah. They actually live in Provo, which is one of the main towns there. Anyway, that was Utah from the Osmonds, 17 minutes past four. And final sports requests of the week. Dear David, could you give Jeff Arnold a mention on your sports spot on Friday? And all the Surrey cricket team, as they've had a bit of hard luck this year. Hope they won't forget, or rather that they will forget all their problems and have a super time tonight at Heron's Head. And that is from Jeremy and Margaret Jones. Kevin O'Shea, who runs the top 10-11 football team, which travel around the country playing in lots of charity matches, has asked me to mention the fact that they were due to play at Portland in Dorset tomorrow, but they've had to cancel the game until August the 1st due to the fact that they just couldn't get a team together in time. So all those people in Portland don't go along to see the match. It won't be played this weekend, but it will in fact now be played on August the 1st. That'll save you a journey, and I'm sure that if they couldn't get a team together, there was a darn good reason for it.
Best friend.
That's Queen and You're My Best Friend. One final dedication on the programme today for Sergio, John and Henry, wishing you all a happy birthday from your loving sister and daughter Mercy at 4 Elton Place, King Henry Street, London North 16.
Child of God, he was walking along the road, and I asked him, tell me, where are you going, Mr. Coleman? Said, I'm going down to Lester's Farm, gonna join in a rock and roll there. Got to get back to the land, set my soul free. We are stars, we are golden, we are thin, you know, Carter, and we've got to get ourselves back to the garden. Well, then can I wrong beside you? I have come to lose my smile, and I feel myself a cog in something.
That was Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young and Woodstock, from the famous Woodstock Rock Festival, of course. Woodstock is in New York State, quite near the town of Bethel. And they had a few times there, didn't they? Well, that about wraps it up for today. A rather different David Hamilton show today. Every other record that we've played for you has had an American town or city in the title. If you just come home from school and you wonder why on earth that we were doing that, well, the reason was, of course, that it's the American Bicentennial, and on Sunday they're celebrating 200 years of independence. Well, that's about it. I'm going to leap off and join Roscoe with Mark Bolan on the round table in about 5 minutes' time at 4:30. I'm going out to Scotland tomorrow. We're going to be at Annan in Dumfriesshire. Don't forget Seaside Special tomorrow night from Scarborough on BBC One. And we look forward to being with you again on Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. I hope the sun shines for you. We're going to leave you with another sound from America. We're going to leave you with the Elton John Band and Philadelphia Freedom. See you soon. Ta-da. I used to be a rogue.
Right between them.